Chapter 9.
Next.
We drive up Rocky Mountain Roads and down Rocky Mountain Roads. I try to sleep a bit, but driving on rocks is pretty bumpy, so as soon as my eyes close, they slam back open. Rapunzel is wide awake too, but silent as she gazes out the window in wonder. Jonah and Prince must be exhausted, though, because they are both fast asleep. Prince is snoring away in Jonah's lap. Finally, the haxi driver starts carefully maneuvering her way up a hill. We pass rows of horses and carriages that seem to be empty and stopped, like they're parked. At the end of the road, there's a high stone wall. A beautiful sunset of red and orange shimmers against the gray stone ground. In the distance, I see more glittery haze. This kingdom is really pretty.
"We're here,"
the driver calls. Jonah and Prince both wake with a start. No haxis or carriages are allowed inside. You have to knock on the door and be let in. She points to the stone wall.
"Thanks so much," I tell her.
Prince leaps out first and runs straight to the wall. The rest of us slowly stretch and pile out of the haxi.
"Enjoy the watch," I say.
I feel a tightening in my stomach. I hope giving away the watch wasn't a big mistake.
"Oh, I will," she says before turning her haxi around and riding away.
The stone wall is about 2 stories high with a knocker at eye level. I can see the top of the palace rising up behind the wall. The roof glistens. It's bright, shiny, and very, very colorful. Oh, wow. Could it be? "Is the palace made of jewels?" I ask in awe.
"I think so," Rapunzel says.
"There are rubies, diamonds, emeralds, all in pretty patterns like a mosaic."
"Do all the people in this kingdom have a lot of jewels?" I ask Rapunzel.
"I don't," she says. "I've never seen a jewel in my life until now." I bang the knocker.
"May I help you?"
asks a man, opening the door. He looks like the guards I've seen in pictures of Buckingham Palace in England, except his uniform is covered in glitter.
"Yes," I say, "you can. We're here to see the prince."
"Ruff, ruff!"
"Go ahead,"
the guard says, motioning us inside. We go in and gasp. It really is a palace of jewels. Surrounding the palace are smaller stone buildings made of sapphires, rubies, and emeralds, and smaller stone passageways, all similarly colorful and sparkling. I can't stop gawking. I wish I had a camera. Although, who could I show the pictures to back home? There's a line of people snaking around the buildings all the way to the ruby castle door. They have sleeping bags with them, and chairs.
"People are camping out," Jonah says. "It's like they're trying to buy tickets to something. Maybe there's a concert at the palace?"
"What's a concert?" Rapunzel asks.
"You know, when people pay money to go see a singer?"
Jonah says, scooping up Prince under his arm. Rapunzel's eyes widen.
"People pay money to see a singer?"
I nod. "Lots of people. My mom took me to a concert once, and there were thousands of people in the audience." Rapunzel shudders.
"Thousands? I never sing in front of anyone, except you guys, but that was an accident."
An idea flashes through my head, and I grin excitedly.
"I know! You should sing for Pickles!"
She shakes her head fast.
"Sing for a prince? I don't think so."
She puts her hand self-consciously to her newly shorn hair.
"But that's how he finds you in the story. He hears your voice."
I try to explain, but then trail off. I don't have to convince her to sing this second. I just have to get her a face-to-face meeting. Let's at least go talk to him. We make our way past the many, many people. There are families and couples holding kids. They're dressed in worn clothes and tattered shoes. No jewels here. Definitely no one wearing diamond earrings or pearl necklaces. We We walk right up to another glitter-clad guard at the front door.
Hello,
I say in my most grown-up voice.
We'd like to see the prince.
On cue, Prince barks happily in Jonah's arms. The guard nods.
All right.
Hooray! I knew this was a good plan. Should we just go in? He shakes his head.
Get in line.
Huh? Line?
Yes,
the guard says.
What line?
He motions to the hundreds of people behind us.
That line.
Rapunzel, Jonah, and I exchange shocked glances.
Are you kidding me?
I cry.
All those people are here to see the prince?
Even my puppy is stunned. He doesn't bark at the sound of his name. The glittery guard nods.
But why?
Jonah asks.
He shrugs. They want gems.
I look at the palace.
From the palace? Is the prince taking it apart?
No, he says. The royal family has more.
Okay, I say. But we don't want gems. We just want to talk to him so he can meet Rapunzel. I gesture to Rapunzel, who ducks her head and blushes. So, can we see him? The guard cocks his head to the side.
Yes.
Great!
Jonah cheers. The guard smiles. His front tooth is missing and has been replaced by a diamond.
After you wait in line.
Prince howls. I feel his pain. Slowly, we all wind our way back to the end of the line. Jonah sets down Prince, who starts sniffing the stone ground. We stand behind a mom holding a baby. The baby is crying loudly and a little hysterically.
Are you here to get gems?
I ask the exhausted-looking mother.
Yes, she says. Everyone is. The royal family has held onto the jewels for generations. They've been very stingy. They mine the ground and keep the gems for themselves.
That doesn't sound very nice. Maybe Rapunzel doesn't want to get mixed up with this family after all.
But, the mom continues, King Tristan V has made a change recently. His dying wish is to distribute the gems to whoever is the neediest. We just have to line up here and ask for help. His son, Prince...
I glance at Prince, but he's too busy sniffing his new surroundings to notice his name.
Tristan considers all of our requests. He's here every day from 7 a.m. to 9 at night, and he only takes 1 hour off for lunch. He's very generous. I'm asking him to give us some gems so we can buy a new rocking chair, and maybe some new baby clothes. We could really use the help. Little Emma here won't stop crying. Now it's already 7, and she's so tired.
Poor baby,
Rapunzel murmurs. She looks over at me, takes a deep breath, and leans closer to the baby. She lowers her voice and sings.
Hello, moon. Good night, sun. Close your eyes, sweet little one. Tomorrow will be another day. Then we'll have time to play.
The baby lets out a baby sigh, blinks twice, and falls fast asleep.
That was amazing,
the mom gushes, looking at Rapunzel in wonder.
You have a lovely voice, and I've never heard that lullaby before. Where did you learn it?
I made it up, Rapunzel admits sheepishly.
Do you mind if I use it?
The mom asks.
I'd be honored, Rapunzel says, smiling. No one has ever sung my songs before.
How long do you think this line is?
Jonah asks. He's shifting his weight from side to side, clearly getting antsy.
I'm guessing at least 5 days, the mom says. That's why I brought a tent.
She gestures to the backpack at her feet.
I'm going to set it up now that the baby is asleep.
Crumbs! 5 days? We can't stay for 5 days. That would be way too much time back home. Not that I know for sure without my watch. I miss my watch, even if it was broken.
Where are we going to sleep? Rapunzel asks us. We don't have a tent.
My shoulders slump. I'm starting to get tired. Fairy tale jet lag. I wish I could have slept in the Haxi. We can't stay here for 5 days. We don't have any food or anything.
Jonah shrugs. Why don't we go to Rapunzel's house?
You mean the tower? I ask incredulously. The wannabe witch is there. Plus, it's 2 hours away.
No, I mean Rapunzel's real house, Jonah says. Where her parents live.
Her parents?
Her parents!